Welcome to Deep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The Tourism Product Development Company, TPD Co., is undertaking several projects on the island's south coast. These are aimed at beautifying the island's south coast, as well as to create employment for Jamaicans. One such project is the beautification of Milk River and its environs in Clarendon. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, has responsibility for implementation.
This project is coming under the EPDCO. It's a tourist area. We are developing the whole tourist pro tourism product from Kingston into the St. Catherine in Clarendon area. So the South Coast Development Program takes in the Milk River Bath. So once we improve the product on the Milk River Bath in terms of beautification and landscaping, the whole aesthetic beautification project is right in the Milk River Bath, where tourists now, our locals, can go down and enjoy a full day of enjoyment.
Parks manager at the NSWMA, Donovan Solomon. Work is being undertaken on approximately 20 kilometers of road from Yorktown to Milk River in Clarendon.
The Milk River project encompasses the cutting of verges on the road from Yorktown down to Milk River, approximately 20 kilometers of road. And this project entails landscaping in three areas. First of all, by the Gas Drive Maceo High School, down into the community, and from the community down to the police station.
Some $4 million is being spent to carry out the beautification project. Over 75 persons have so far been employed.
No work was done on this roadway for many, many years. So we end up having to do extremely excessive work in terms of the kasha makas on the road, kasha trees, and the grass areas. Also, the debris from the cane were piled there for many years. So when we cleaned, we had to clean the verges and clean up all this debris that has been there for so many years.
Councillor for the Milk River Division, Carlton Bailey, says the beautification project is an important venture in the development of the area.
Based on the fact that the Milk River Hotel and Spa is earmarked for a whole lot of development, we have the opinion that the stretch of roads leading towards it needs to be beautified and maintained. The community as a whole is receptive of the idea. They are loving it. When we were doing the bushing and the cleaning up right through, the sweeping up and everything, people were hailing it as something very good.
Parks manager at the NSWMA, Donovan Solomon, concurs, noting that there has been positive feedback from residents about the project.
It has been well received. When we were doing the landscaping committee, people came out and they enjoyed the landscaping. Matter of fact, some came voluntarily. We paid some and some came voluntarily. They adopted most of the plants are before their home. They have adapted that. The police has adapted their area also. And the school has adapted the trees. So we planted yellow poes, pink poes, and poor man's orchid along the school area, which will alleviate some of the sun that the children have to walk through. So the tree will be beautified the area.
Parks manager at the NSWMA, Donovan Solomon. Jeep is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have been employed. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Jean, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.